Now, staying with the world of psychology for a moment, over the holidays, Greer Jackson wondered if there are any simple tricks of the mind to help her with her New Year's resolutions.
This year, I've resolved to stop eating so much custard. But why is not eating something so much effort? It's all to do with having to make a conscious effort to stop yourself from doing something you associate with pleasure. So how do we get around this? The Food and Brand Lab, part of Cornell University, looks into the psychology of eating. I caught up with researcher Anna Tao to find out if they've discovered any handy weight loss techniques.
So the trick is to try to control the environment rather than to control yourself. Because to control the environment, it takes decisions that are less on an ongoing basis, so it'll be less demanding. If I keep trying to control myself in an environment where it's difficult to do so, that'll take a lot of willpower, and at some point I'll run out and slip. On the other hand, if I make a one-time conscious effort to change my environment, because we tend to respond automatically to food and a lot of our eating behavior is not necessarily conscious, so I see the cake, even if I tell myself, don't eat the cake, that's because the initial inclination is, this is something I would really enjoy, so I'm sort of programmed to go and eat it, and I need to tell myself no, and it's an active action to override the initial inclination to eat the cake. So what we want to do is we want to remove some of those triggers for unhealthy eating. So that can be done by making eating healthy foods easier, more convenient, and making eating unhealthy foods more difficult, making the foods less visible, and if possible, making them less appealing. So I'll give some concrete examples for that. I have an insane ice cream addiction. I can't get enough. Like if there's 5 pints of ice cream in my fridge,
it'd be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. And that's kind of bad for weight control. So for instance, I could have ice cream in my freezer, but keep it in the back so that I can't see it every time I open. And then I'm less inclined to... Because once I see a stimuli, I'm going to react to it. If it's not visible, then I'm going to need to think about it independently and then get it. And that might sound like it wouldn't make a huge difference, but it would, at least for some people.
Hide the food in the back of your cupboard then, check. But what about when you're not at home? For example, eating at a fancy restaurant.
When I used to go out for dinners with my family to a restaurant, my mom would always tell me, don't eat, we're going out to dinner. But sometimes it might actually be a good idea to eat something to make yourself a bit less hungry, so you're not going to go wild once you're there and exposed to all these temptations. And also, part of what happens automatically is if a food is in front of us, we tend to continue eating it, and that's something we've seen in broad variety of studies. So there's a classic study that the director of the Food and Brand Lab did where he had soup bowls constantly refilling themselves through tubes as people ate. And people ate a lot more when the soup bowls continuously refilled themselves because there's food in front of you and you continue eating and the plate doesn't go empty, so you don't know that you're done.
So it's like a bottomless pit of soup.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How much soup did these people eat?
That I'd have to check. So this and a lot of the other information, if you want to get actual numbers, are on our website at Food and Brand Lab. If you Google Food and Brand Lab, you can easily get
it. I did have a look on the website, as Anna suggested. People unwittingly ate 73% more soup when they didn't notice their bowl was being refilled, compared with people who knew just how much they were eating. What's more is that they reported feeling just as hungry. So feeling full can simply come down to paying attention to how much you're eating. This idea of avoiding mindless eating came up again.
One of the studies we recently had published had to do with television viewing and how if someone watches a TV program that's more engaging to them, they wind up eating more. And part of that relies on mindless eating. So the food is right in front of you. You're more distracted, so you're going to eat mindlessly to a greater extent. You're paying less attention and you're just eating on autopilot. Eating is very easy. It's something that you don't really need to think of. You just do it automatically. So making it more difficult for ourselves to eat mindlessly is one trick that people can use to control their eating. And also changing what you eat mindlessly by changing what's available.
There you have it. Hide the ice cream, display the celery, and pay attention to everything you eat. And whatever you do, don't eat from a bottomless bowl of soup, or in my case, custard.
My case is biscuits. That was Greer Jackson, and she was talking to Cornell University's Anur Tal. Kat.